time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at another episode of Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Head to healthnaturallyetc.com. Link to the brick and mortar store here in El Paso. You can also use 915-833-0222, and you can call, and any of the products that we ever talk about are available at the brick and mortar store, and you can get that. We mail all over the country. Also, check out Prime Longevity, and Prime Longevity is the top anti-aging health supplement on the market. You will not see another formula on the market that has that kind of potencies. Those are all from scientific studies and high enough potencies, and you're going to see they're all the things that you can't eat. And so that's what's critical. You can't eat these nutrients. You're going to see there's 120 milligrams of CQ10. There's 120 of lipoic acid. There's 120 of resveratrol. There's also 30 milligrams of astaxanthin, not 4, 6, or 10 milligrams, but 30 milligrams. But when I got into the studies of understanding CQ10, and it's one of the most important nutrients you can take for your heart and cardiovascular system. All CQ10, the ubiquinone or ubiquinol, when you take it, the ubiquinol turns to ubiquinone in the stomach, then is absorbed once it gets into the intestinal tract, and then the body will convert the CQ10 to the type it needs. One works on the cell membrane and one works inside the cell, but the body will determine which form it needs. I was able to put the 30 milligrams of astaxanthin, which is one of the strongest known antioxidants for the brain, for your eyes, for the nervous system. So you'll see that on there. I also have 300 plus milligrams of pomegranate extract, and we have turmeric extract, curcumin. We have cinnamon extract. So we have everything that you need on there that really can make a difference. You can also, when you go to Prime Longevity, and you can see how you can get it very inexpensive. You can learn how to get it on an auto ship for much, much lower price. I like to cover articles, and only on this show will you get these kinds of articles. Now, a lot of these articles, I think they need to be appearing in regular news because they really have to do with the quality of everyone's life. Some of these things are so important, and you have to question, what is it that's in regular news? I don't care, ABC, CBS, NBC, any of the news formats. You never hear them talking about some of the studies that are done in natural news. Again, I've mentioned before about the story of vitamin D as an example, and how vitamin D, we now know that when you boost your vitamin D levels up by taking a natural vitamin D3 supplement, and when you take a blood test and you boost those levels up to, say, 75 to 90 on a blood test, you actually cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%. 75%. Now think of that. That's unheard of. If there was a drug that lowered breast cancer risk 12%, you would hear that on every news broadcast in the world. And here's a simple, very inexpensive supplement, vitamin D, that will lower your risk 75%. It's not really talked about at all. And for those of you listening to this radio show, I've mentioned it quite often because I think it's one of the most important vitamins that you can take. Now, vitamin D3 and a minimum of 5,000 units a day. For most people, 10,000 units a day. And I would suggest getting a vitamin D blood test at least every 4 to 6 months. And then you can monitor it then. And you'd know how much your vitamin D is. And you can adjust the dosing then. You want to take vitamin D with vitamin K2. And a lot of the research shows that if you take for every 5,000 units of vitamin D3, you would take anywhere from 100 to 200 or 300 micrograms of vitamin K2. Now, I think the vitamin K2 needs to be a little higher than that, and that's at least 500 micrograms or even 1 milligram per 5,000 units of vitamin D. And what that does is the vitamin K2, which you get in a form with MK7 and MK4, those are different forms of the vitamin K2, and that takes the plaque or the minerals out of the plaque that builds up in your arteries around your heart, or the calcium that builds up in the valve of your heart, and that's when you have a high calcium score, and it'll actually take and reabsorb that, and with the vitamin D, it'll send that back to your bones. So it can really restore the pliability of your arteries. Now, I would add to that from Dr. Linus Pauling, who I think was one of the greatest chemists of the 20th century. He won a Nobel Prize for chemistry. So he says, and Linus Pauling, he's the vitamin C doctor. And he said, when you take a vitamin C, take it in a 2-to-1 ratio with the amino acid L-lysine. So I use Nature Sunshine Vitamin C Time Release. It's the only time release vitamin that I use, because people don't know that you can only absorb about 500 milligrams every 2 to 3 hours of vitamin C. So if you take a 1,000 milligram at one time, you're going to pee out most of it. So it's the only time I use the time release, and that's 1,000 milligram, and then you use a 500 milligram L-lysine. And that 2-to-1 ratio of that, and now if you have cancer, I would take that 3 times a day. And because what that does is it stops cancer cells from producing an enzyme called collagenase. And collagenase is an enzyme that dissolves collagen. So when you have collagen and ace at the end, the ACE determines that it's an enzyme, and whatever's before that is what it's dissolving. So collagenase means it's dissolving collagen. And that's what allows cancer cells to spread. It dissolves the collagen and it squeezes through the connective tissue and gets into the bloodstream, and that's what allows the actual cancer cells to spread. So by taking that in a 2-to-1 ratio, it actually stops cancer cells from producing that enzyme. Anyway, those are important things. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. On the cholesterol, what the HDL cholesterol is, you want to break that, always break that total number apart so that you get the HDL and the LDL. And oftentimes, on the LDL cholesterol, which is considered, they say, is the bad cholesterol, and the HDL is the good cholesterol, but that's not an accurate statement, because in the LDL cholesterol, there's two types. I've mentioned it before on the radio, One is a small, dense particle of the LDL. That kind of particle is not good because it means you're building up plaque. And then the other particle is a large, fluffy particle. Isn't that nice how they describe that? A large, fluffy particle. And that's actually very protective. And cholesterol and the LDLs, and especially the large, fluffy particles, they can actually be quite protective against cancer. Some of the new A4M physicians, functional medical physicians, they actually are taking those cholesterol and breaking them apart so that you really know all kinds of aspects of it. There's another one, a particle that you can get called lipoprotein A. When that is high, it means that you're possibly building a lot of plaque buildup, and that would be inflammation in the arteries. Another chemical that you'd have measured is an amino acid called homocysteine, and when that's high, you also have to be careful. So there's a lot of chemistry that you can get, and it'll really give you an insight on how to know what's going on in your body.
I have a question. You are a blessing on the radio, and I'm very glad I found you.
Thank you.
My son had a couple of seizures. He's 20, and they didn't find out what caused the seizures, so automatically they just say it's epilepsy.
And they probably put him on phenobarbital and Dilantin or something like that.
They put him on a medication called levetiracetam, something like that. That's the name. I don't know how to pronounce it. He has constant headaches.
They do. They cause your brain to be like mush, and sometimes you just can't concentrate and focus. It kind of deadens brain cells, and it really just makes you feel. So here's what he's going to do. First, to know the most common trigger of a seizure is a high sugar diet, or if you're on a low sugar diet and all of a sudden you eat sugar and you're prone to seizures, that can trigger a seizure. So the first thing we would do is take him off sugars and or foods that turn to sugar very easy. So usually that means fruit juice or a white flour or, you know, white rice, white potato, things that are simple starches and candies and things like that. Now, he can get CBD oil. That will stop seizures. It's one of the strongest known medications in the world that will stop seizures. And you want to get a high-grade CBD oil. Now, the problem is that some of them, you want to make sure it's 3% or below of THC, because sometimes they would then test positive for THC. So if they do drug testing, you have to be careful because he can test positive. Now, doTERRA, which is the essential oil company that we use, they make copaiba, which comes from a tree in Brazil that is very high in CBD oil, and it's not from cannabis, so there's no THC. CBD is now legal in almost all of the 50 states, and so you can get CBD. And again, I like by doTERRA, and it's called Copaiba. I take that because it's such a good brain nutrient. So if he cuts his sugar intake and he gets on a high-grade CBD oil, that's going to stop his seizures. Now, if he's been on the medication for any length of time, you want to just be careful getting off the medication, because sometimes if you just go cold turkey, that can trigger a seizure. Now, when you say a seizure, does he get full-blown grand mal seizures where he's shaking all over and his eyes are rolling up in his head, or are they petite seizures where he's almost just staring off into space for 10, 20, 30 seconds until all of a sudden he comes back? Do you know which kind of seizures?
It was a visible, he was just staring off into space. Another time, he just on the ground in the shower.
Now, that's the thing you have to be careful of. Again, if he gets off most sugars, if he gets on the CBD oil, that should stop his seizures right away. Now, I would add some other nutrients. And if he doesn't want to take a lot of pills, I would consider and look at the Prime Longevity supplement. That has all of the brain nutrients, the astaxanthin, lipoic acid, resveratrol, the CQ10, the pomegranate extract. It has all of those. So you can look at that. He can take that. And then he doesn't have to worry about a lot of other nutrients. Again, he might want to consider vitamin D, D3, and vitamin K2 because those boost the immune system so high. But I think most people need these nutrients because they can't really get them from the foods they eat. So that's really critical. But you're a good dad, and thank you for calling, because if he does what I say, it'll stop those seizures. And I've used this protocol. It really does work. And CBD now becoming available to everybody is a godsend. Back to when that HDL said that it's 63.9, that's a very good number. That's a nice high number. For a male, anything over 40 is a good number, over 50 is a great number, and over 60 is a really great number. So when you get that HDL that's high, and you're taking other nutrients and everything else, you don't really have to be worried about the high cholesterol. Actually, most studies in the world show that depending upon how old you are, once you're past 70 years old, I see here you were definitely over that, the higher your cholesterol, the longer you live. How to boost your thyroid by, a very high number, over 60%, with only one vitamin, and it's vitamin A. Now, it has to be pure vitamin A, not the beta carotenes or the carotenoids. And because they don't convert very well by the liver. So you want a true vitamin A, which is going to be in the form of a retinol palmitate form. It's one of the better forms of vitamin A. There was a study published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition how taking a good 10,000 units of the vitamin A supplement will actually help convert T4 to T3. So that's what you want to do. Most people don't realize that your thyroid will produce T4, but that T4 needs to be converted to T3. And the T3 is the active form that we're talking about. The active form, T3, is what goes to the cells of the body and actually goes inside the cells and helps the mitochondria and the nucleus of the cell. And actually, the iodine, when you talk about T4, T4 is tyrosine, that's the T, that's an amino acid, and it's surrounded by four atoms of iodine. And what happens is that T4 goes into the bloodstream, it's converted to, what happens, it immediately goes to different organs. It goes to the liver and the pancreas and the lungs and the kidneys, and it drops off one of the iodines on those organs, and it then becomes T3. T3 then goes back into the bloodstream, and the T3 then goes to the cells of your body, and it attaches to the cells, the surface of the cells, and it drops off another iodine on the surface of the cell. Then it goes inside the cell, now it's T2 because it lost another iodine, and inside the cell, one of the iodines immediately goes to the mitochondria, and the mitochondria, where is oxygen uptake and energy is produced, and so what happens? It's now T1. And the last iodine goes into the nucleus of the cell, and it attaches to the chromosomes so that every time the cell divides, that iodine prevents any kind of cell mutation. And again, on the genes, when you have a defective gene, it's only expressed when lifestyle is incorrect. So basically, when you have that thyroid and you have enough iodine, now what people don't understand is a lot of times that iodine is not on the thyroid molecule. Even though when you get a blood test and the TSH might be low and the T4 and T3 all say that it's okay, a lot of doctors forget is that iodine is very low on the periodic table. If you go to 7B, column 7B, which is the halogen group of metals, and you'll find that it's below bromine. And bromine, chlorine, and fluorine are all above iodine on that periodic table. And because they're above that in the column, they're much stronger than iodine. So bromine is the actual preservative in all grain products, bromated vegetable oils. And so what happens is that bromine then displaces the iodine off the thyroid molecule. And then chlorine is above bromine, and when you drink chlorinated water or you take a shower with chlorinated water, a 10-minute shower is the equivalent of drinking chlorine. And so what happens is that that chlorine will also displace the iodine molecule, even though, again, those thyroid molecules are showing okay in a blood test. And then fluoride, which is in most toothpaste or in a lot of water, that's even higher than chlorine. So again, it displaces more of the iodine. So you end up with no iodine as part of the thyroid molecule, even though the brain recognizes those all as being very similar. And so what happens is that iodine, that thyroid molecule, the brain recognizes the chlorine and the bromine and the fluorine, and it displaces that, but it doesn't show that in a blood test. So that's why we have everybody taking a good iodine, and I use Lugol solution by the drop. And it's one of the best iodines. It's been around for, oh my gosh, 150 years. You would start always with one drop per day, and anywhere from 4 or 5 days, even up to a week, then you would add a second drop. And depending upon your weight, 150-pound person, you can then go up to about 4 or 5 drops. So to make the thyroid work better, as long as you have the iodine, is that the vitamin A, the true vitamin A, which often comes from your fish oils, and that's the provitamin A, and you can take that, it's a retinol palmitate, you can take that vitamin A, and it will actually help you convert the T4 to the T3, T2, T1, and T0. There was, again, this big study that was done, and it was from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, and it showed how effective vitamin A is for treating subclinical or clinical hypothyroidism. And the vitamin A caused a significant improvement in thyroid function. So if you're finding yourself really fatigued all of the time, and you really just can't get a handle on that, then one of the things you'll do is you'll get the vitamin A. Now, the carotenoid form is not the ideal form. That's beta-carotene because, again, a lot of people, when they take, let's say they drink a lot of carrot juice, or when you don't convert that carotenoid into true vitamin A, you'll get a yellow tint to your body. And that yellow tint usually means you're not converting the carotenoids to true vitamin A. So it's not a good stable form of vitamin A, and you want the true vitamin A, which comes in a little pearl oil. And you like it to get it not with polyunsaturated oils like safflower or anything. You want to get it in like with coconut oil or something like that. Even flax oil is not so bad. And again, if you're turning yellow, make sure you're getting true vitamin A. And that's the key conditioner that you can tell when you're not converting that. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Questions about ulcers. Some of the best things you can take for ulcers is eating cabbage. It doesn't matter, red cabbage, green cabbage. You can actually juice cabbage and drink cabbage juice. Or you can eat sauerkraut, which is the fermented cabbage, and you eat about 3 forkfuls per day, and that will really help with stomach ulcers. Now, the one thing that you have to do is when you have stomach ulcers, go to the doctor and get a blood test called H. pylori, H. pylori. And if you're positive to that, that's the bacteria that causes about 90% of all ulcers. Now, it's the one time that I would suggest doing the medical program, because it only takes 2 weeks. You'll take an antibiotic and you'll kill that bacteria, take an antacid, and then you can make up for that antibiotic, but it'll get rid of that bacteria. The other thing you can do is cinnamon helps with ulcers, and again, the sauerkraut is one of the most important things that you can take. That will actually repair the leaky gut syndrome that ulcers can cause. Now, ulcers over a period of time can turn to stomach cancers, so you want to be careful about that. So just go get a blood test called H. pylori. If you're positive, take the 2-week program. But when you take the antibiotic, make sure 1 hour or 2 hours after the antibiotic, you always take a probiotic. And the probiotic is basically to replace the good bacteria that the antibiotic got rid of. But again, sauerkraut has so much more probiotics. A good probiotic pill, you'll get 20 billion organisms, but 3 forkfuls of sauerkraut is 10 trillion.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Do you guys have something that you would recommend to help whatever function and structure cause psoriasis or eczema? I know they're two different things. I don't really understand, you know, them.
They're really very similar. Same mechanisms that occur. They're considered autoimmune diseases.
Do you have some recommendations of things that can strengthen the body so that someone can deal with that? And, you know, like maybe any tips on how they would know which one it is?
Oh, sure. And one of the things in naturopathy that we really get to deal with, it's very different than from the medical profession, is we don't necessarily care about the name of the disease. We only care about the elimination. The skin is one of the largest elimination organs in the body. So when we look at it and we go, okay, there's some toxic issue that's attempting to be eliminated through the skin. So we look at it through the body systems. We don't have to say, where in traditional medicine, they'll call it an autoimmune disease, and they'll deal with drugs to suppress the immune system. What naturopathy does, and whether we use herbs or vitamins or enzymes or essential oils, we're enhancing the body's natural ability to heal itself. So things that we know that deal with the skin, are minerals like silica. Silica is one of the most important minerals that builds connective tissue. We know that vitamin D is produced just under the skin with the sunlight and cholesterol and ultraviolet light. So we know that there's things that are happening in the skin. The lymphatic system is very close and throughout the entire body, close to the surface of the skin. And so we look at that there's only five ways your body can eliminate garbage. You can poop it out, you can pee it out, you can sweat it out your skin, cough it out of your mouth, or blow it out of your nose. And that's it, the only five ways. So you can poop, pee, sweat, cough, or blow. Well, the skin for psoriasis and eczema, and that's usually you're going to see red, itchy, scaly areas that can be on your elbows and knees and your hands. It actually can occur anywhere. Eczema occurs a little bit more on different areas of the body, where psoriasis occurs more like on the joints of the body, your elbows and knees. And but either way, there are topical things that really can help the skin with detoxing and cleansing the skin. One of the things that you can get that doTERRA has is the roll-on.
Right.
Okay. The roll-ons, and you can either mix up your own formulas when you study yourself, or they have some pre-mixed formulas that go in a roll-on that go right on the skin. I know there's one that helps with insect repellents,
right?
And there's some of the roll-ons that you can just do that are really going to stop infections and stop bacteria and things from assaulting the body through the skin.
The one product that is absolutely for cleaning all of our processes of elimination is called Zendocrin. And it's an essential oil blend with rosemary and tangerine oil, which all the citrus oils do
are
a
very
great
cleansing
job of,
yes.
Yeah, cleansing the body. Then it also has cilantro, which also helps to eliminate the heavy metals.
Yes.
The geranium and the juniper berry that are in that blend help to really clean our kidneys. And so it's really a all-body detox. But the skin is certainly our largest organ that when we have those issues, we're trying to allow that process of elimination to start working again as well.
You know, one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to look what might be the cause of this. Now, there could be many, many causes. You can be eating a food, and any food can be a reaction.
Causing this.
You know, you can be, it doesn't have to be a negative junk food that causes a reaction. People can have reactions to healthy food.
How about the probiotic balance within our intestinal thing as well?
Probiotics are critical in helping us process food. And actually now they even know that the bacterial arrangement in the intestines and stomach and all the way through to the colon actually controls behavior. And so they're taking ADD kids or hyperactive with obsessive compulsive disorders or psychiatric disorders of any kind, anxiety disorders, and they're changing by putting them on the fermented foods.
It's called the gut-brain connection, right?
Exactly. So you're eating healthy foods. One of the things that we do is we tell people use apple cider vinegar or take a sauerkraut or one of those, the newest that I really enjoy from doTERRA is this little, it looks like a stick with fizzies that used to be in that.
Like a pixie stick.
Yeah,
Those are called PB Assist Junior. And those are really good. Even for us adults, there's 5 billion
good bacteria.
Oh, they taste
wonderful. Yeah. And what people don't realize is those individual little beads that are in that pixie stick are coated so that they don't digest in your stomach, that they go directly to the intestine where those bacteria are really needed. So there's things that you can do. Taking essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, 9, omega-7s, those are anti-inflammatory oils. Now, too much omega-6 is pro-inflammatory. And that, when you're talking psoriasis or eczema, oftentimes we look that it's a severe imbalance between the consumption of omega-3 oils and omega-6. We want that consumption to be maybe between 5 to 1 or less, 3 to 1 or less, 3 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. But right now, the standard American diet is about 30 to 1. 30 omega-6 oils to only one omega-3 oil. So that entire, think of it, our skin to stay moist, for our brain to work with fats, for every cell membrane, every cell in your body has a membrane around it that's made up of fats. Well, they could only be made up of the fats you eat. When you're eating too much omega-6 fats, that can have pro-inflammatory, what are called cytokines, and these chemicals that go through your blood that promote inflammation. So one of the things we do is say stop eating those safflower oil and Wesson oil and mazola oil and even sunflower seed oils and some of these other oils to cook with. They don't process well in high heat. So eating things like coconut oil, which is a phenomenal medium-chain triglyceride that could feed the skin and feed the brain. Fish oils, eating avocado, olives, raw walnuts and pecans and eating the raw nuts and seeds, especially walnuts and almonds, because those are high in the omega-3s. Chia seeds is one of the highest, yeah. And also one of the highest proteins.
doTERRA's got a cleanse and restore kit, and that cleanse and restore kit basically is formulated to help us get the nutrition we need in our body. It's got the Lifelong Vitality Pack. It's got the GX Assist that'll help to knock down the yeast in the body. It's got the Zendocrine, which helps,
the whole endocrine system,
right.
Yeah.
And then it also has the pterazymes, which are food enzymes that help us break down our foods and help us absorb nutrition.
And digest the food.
That's right. And absorb it better. And it also comes with some lemon oil. And the DDR Prime, which the DDR Prime stands for Damaged DNA Repair. And it's a fabulous oil for helping us with telling the cells of the body, do your job, cells. It's full of antioxidants, frankincense, and neroli, and a lot of those other oils that are super, super powerful for telling the cells, do your job or let's get out.
And one of the great things about that is that each of these oils and mixes and herbal blends that we use with from Nature Sunshine or Prime Longevity, or whether it's a essential oil, an herb, a vitamin, or enzymes, they're all enhancing a healing function. They're enhancing a bodily function to balance out the body. We're not going after a disease. We're not going after a disease process. That's what drugs and the AMA type medicine is. They want to suppress a symptom, where we're looking to enhance a health. And that's a totally different philosophy.
Right.
It's almost the other side of a coin. One side is enhancing health. What do I do that promotes health? And the other one is, what can they do to get rid of a symptom? And one of the things is, think of it, someone coming into your store and wanting a consultation with iridology or with nutritional consultations, what do they know? They know right away that when they sit down with you, they're going to have to make lifestyle changes.
Right.
Okay. When you go to an AMA doctor, you're going there with the idea of, doc, I don't want to change what I'm doing in my life. I don't want to change my diet, my exercise habits. I don't want to change anything. Just give me something in a pill to get rid of it. Where someone dealing with natural health, holistic health, they know up front that they're going to have to make changes in their life. And every time I mention those kinds of things, I remember the difference between someone that's an idealist, in their own health practices. And sometimes in the beginning, people become fanatics. And what's the difference between a fanatic and an idealist? And an idealist is someone that, with their beliefs, they're prepared to make changes in their own lifestyle for what they believe. A fanatic wants you to make changes in your lifestyle for what they believe.
Got it.
And so that's a big difference. And that's why I don't like fanatics on any level. Let's go ahead and take our break. Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915 915- 833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, and thank you for joining me here. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. This is an important article. There's a lot of cardiac arrest, you know, people that get a heart attack. And there's a very common treatment for heart attacks. And there was a landmark study that was done in the UK that found that the routine medical treatment for people that have had cardiac arrest or heart attacks actually doubles your risk of brain damage. So there's a groundbreaking trial in the UK. It's likely to spur big changes in the routine treatment of people suffering from cardiac arrest to avoid causing more harm. Now, what they have found is that when people get a heart attack, and you go to the hospital, the first thing they do is they're going to give you a shot of adrenaline, and in addition to other kinds of interventions. But what they found, and they've tested more than 8,000 people, that they found that those getting the adrenaline shots, and in the U.S. it's called epinephrine, double the person's risk of experiencing serious brain damage after the heart attack. So what you want is when you go in the hospital, you want to have an angel always go with you, because if you're unconscious, you do not want the adrenaline shot or the epinephrine shot, because it will double your risk of serious brain damage. So if you think it's worth taking a chance, consider this. They also found that the shots failed to increase patient survival rate, and that's a huge risk for almost no reward. This test was done in the UK, and more than 30,000 people experience heart attacks per year. Most of them are given an adrenaline shot. So cardiac arrest occurs when the heart stops pumping blood around the body, which is a little different than a heart attack, because a heart attack happens when there's an artery that brings blood to the heart that gets blocked. So that's one kind of an issue. But a cardiac arrest, that's a little bit more serious, because that's when your heart stops pumping. Anyway, adrenaline is administered with a cardiac arrest, and it raises the flow of blood to the heart, which boosts the chances of restoring a person's heartbeat. But at the same time, it reduces the flow of blood to the tiny blood vessels in the brain, which can lead to brain damage. So cardiac arrests that are followed by an adrenaline shot are nearly always fatal, and less than 10% of the patients treated this way will ever see the outside of the hospital again. So a good almost 500,000 people die each year from cardiac arrest. So in the trial, paramedics across the UK were given syringes that were filled with adrenaline or a placebo and instructed to administer them to the patient suffering cardiac arrest should their initial attempts to resuscitate them with CPR or a defibrillator fail. The paramedics were not aware of which syringes contained what. It was a double-blind study. And those who lived in the areas covered by the trial were told about it in advance and allowed to wear a no-study bracelet if they wanted to opt out of the study. The researchers found that out of the almost 5,000 patients given the adrenaline shots, 130 were still alive 30 days later. And this was also true of 94 of the almost 4,000 patients who were given the placebo. However, among the 130 patients giving the adrenaline who survived long enough to go home, 40 of them had severe brain damage. Only 17 of the 91 survivors given the placebo had brain damage. And they also revealed that the use of adrenaline only led to one additional survivor for every 125 patients that received the treatment. These findings were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it's probably going to change the way cardiac arrest is now treated throughout the world. And so anyway, I wanted people here in the United States, again, it's different than a heart attack, which is a blood vessel feeding the heart. Cardiac arrest is when the heart stops and stops beating. If you have that, tell them you do not want adrenaline shot or norepinephrine shot. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning for Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's show is brought to you by Health Naturally, etc.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.